We're glad to have you here today. When I think of homecoming, I think about how great it is to have a Bible-believing, Bible-practicing church, brothers and sisters that make up the Lord's church. And it's good to be able to come to His church. But when I think of homecoming, I think about that homecoming we're going to have one day when the Lord comes back for us, calls us home. We're going to be gathered to our people and we're going to be gathered around the throne of God. I can't wait. It's coming. And I pray everybody here knows Jesus as your personal Savior, because that's the only way you're going to get to go to homecoming in heaven. So anyways, I've asked Brother Alonzo Walton to come and speak for us. When we have homecoming, back home, it's generally the practice to have a guest speaker. And he's not a guest by any means. He's out of Lone Mountain Baptist Church, but he's working. The Lord has sent him and Sister Barbara down to Laughlin. I talked to this fellow probably at least once a week or every other week. He keeps me informed on how he's doing in the ministry, which I'm thankful. There are some missionaries that won't even send you a report at the end of the month. But he does. Also, he loves souls. And I'm thankful for that. He is definitely worthy of his hire, as the Word of God teaches. So, without any further ado, now, brother, you got 20 minutes. It'll be noon, and that's lunchtime. I'm teasing. You preach till the Lord says, that's enough. We don't watch clocks or watches. And if some of you do, I'm going to start confiscating your watches. Amen. Today is a day to celebrate, and we're in no hurry. Amen. We're just going to have a good day in the Lord. So, without any further ado, Brother Alonzo, you come. Thank you, brother. I love you and appreciate you.
Amen. Is that so?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's on.
God bless you. John said in his epistle, I wish above all things that I may prosper and be in health. So God have blessed you in that, this church. And it's a blessing to be here today. When I was in California, I joined the American Baptist Credit Union and went to an American Baptist Church there. And it's another American Baptist Church in Las Vegas. And I just wanted to say that it's a blessing to be here today. It's a sound and a blessed church. And you are blessed because you have a blessed pastor wife. I met all of his family. We've been coming here about 18 years. And it's truly been a blessing. And that we are the type of missionary, wherever we go, we get involved with the church, because we want to give accountable to God and to a church of what we're doing. We just don't want to be out there. We want to give accountable. And we thank God for all the members, everyone in this church. You have been a good friend to us, and you've been a blessing to us in reaching out to a lost world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's a blessing to be here on homecoming. It's a blessed time. This church is a very special church. It's very special and special to us. I would like to ask you today to turn your Bible. I just want to read one verse, Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. If you would stand while I read the word. And that's what Paul in his writing. He says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty of what was Christ had made you free. And this church is truly free in the Lord. We don't get this everywhere we go. I'm going to tell you, church, a lot of church is entanglement. But it's freedom when we come here. We look forward to it. And the Bible said, and be not entangled again with the yokes of bondage. We are free. May our God add a blessing to his word today. Let us have a prayer. Father, we thank you for the word. And thank you for allowing me to study and put this on my heart. This verse of scripture have been a blessing to me down through the year. And ask you to let your word be a blessing today. Let it be an encouragement. Let it strengthen, let it lift up, and let it bless the church. If someone lost, let them be saved through the word of God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask this in your name. Amen. The Bible, as Paul was writing here, he said in Galatians, in verse chapter 1, verse 10, he said, do I please man or do I please God? See, if you always try to please man, you can never please God. But if you please God, you're going to please man. If man loves the Lord. So my aim is always to please God. Always to please God. And Paul said, stand. I once said, church, this church has been the same from the first day that we came here over 18 years ago. Nothing had changed. It always been the same. The same message, the same Sunday school, it's where they stand. And I appreciate it. And I love it. You got to know where you stand. Sometimes, even in marriage, the wife might say to the husband, you're changing. Or the husband might say to the wife, you're changing. But the church have always stand firm in the doctrine of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the altar call, in love. It always stands firm in that. The first day we came to the church, the first time I came, I met Jesus at the door, love in the church. We got to know where we stand. My wife and I, we have traveled a lot of places over this country sharing the gospel. Sometimes we had to make a stand in St. Louis and in other different cities when the storm was a brewing. We had to go to the basement and get a safe place to stand, to make our stand until the storm will pass over. I'm going to tell you, church, you're in a safe place to stand because in America, there's a storm brewing, but you're in a safe place to stand. Amen. In the house of the Lord. Amen. You're in a safe place. I would not rather be any other place than be in the house of the Lord. You're in a safe place to stand when you're standing on the word of God. You're in a safe place. You're in a safe place to stand when you fellowship with your brothers and sisters. You're in a safe place to stand. It's a song saying, on the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. We're in a safe place to stand. in the Lord Jesus Christ. His arm is not too short. He can hold all of us. We're on solid ground. All of the ground is sinking sand. We're in a safe place. And I thank God for the church. Where we at up there? A lot of churches, they don't use the King James Bible anymore. They use the Living Bible, the NIV. But I'm going to tell you, I thank God this church see her stand on the King James Version. It's more alive, have a greater meaning. This is the word of God. And this is what they're saying. The psalmist said, the Lord said, put my word above my name. This is what we're saying up on the word of God. I'm not shaking when you know what you're saying there on the word of God. The Sunday school here is strong. This is what we're saying. You are a strong where the word of God is being preached and taught. You want to stand now. The Bible says, speak that thing that become sound doctrine. Amen. And every leader in the church, they speak that. Sunday school and the evangelist program is sound doctrine. We don't get that everywhere I go. And let me tell you something about stand fast. See, Pastor John and the pastors and the missionary here, they are stand fast against sin. A lot of churches, people come now, living in sin, living together. Ain't nothing wrong with coming to church, even if you're living together, but don't put them in leadership. See, my wife and I, we had to leave a church because the people living in leadership living in sin. But this church preached against sin. We can't compromise with it. I love you, but I don't love you enough. Paul said, I serve the Lord with a good conscience. If you keep living in sin, the conscience become dead. It become all right. But this pastor has sung strongly against it. If you want strong children, a strong marriage, a strong family, you're in the right place. It got to be the word of God. It can't be watered down. The whole counsel of God. Stand fast in it. Don't compromise with the word of God. You don't have to be my friend. I tell people, if you're going to compromise with the gospel, you don't have to be my friend. The Bible says, a little leaven, leaven the whole lump. If you're compromising with it. This is a strong church. Strong in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's strong in Jesus. It's a stand fast. Stand fast in the Lord. Therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. That liberty in the Lord. We got so blessed this morning in the praise, in the song. We got so blessed in it. God give all of us the spirit of discernment. You can walk in a church. It don't take you but 5 minutes when you're in there. You can't compromise with the word of God. A man pulled my coat. He told me, said, you can't preach about gays in here. It's sin. It ain't nothing else. It's sin. If you're living together, not married, it's sin. The Bible says, be not unequally yoked together. See, this church is a sound church. Every day, it's in our prayer. We thankful to God for it. It's about speak the things that become sound doctrine. Sound doctrine here. People still come to the altar. They still get saved because of sound doctrine. It said, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Jesus was delivered up for us all. For all of us. Jesus was delivered up for all of our sins. He was delivered to the cross for all of our sins. I know we're going to celebrate Easter Sunday. Today is Palm Sunday. You know, when I look back, when I got saved, and I asked Jesus to come to my heart, I just bleeded in the cross. I didn't understand it all. But now, when I look back at the cross and see what Jesus done, I didn't deserve it. You didn't deserve it. Jesus done it for us. For us. Because he loves us. When I look back at the cross, when I look back at it now, the passion of the Christ can't get a real story. It is a movie. It was a lot worse than that. Someone nailed a nail in your hand. You know the pains of that? What pain that is? What pain that Jesus took when he nailed nails in his hand? That was pain. I hate to take a shower, but imagine a nail being put in your hand. Just because he loved her. I couldn't work for my sin. You couldn't work for your sin. I couldn't be good enough for my sin. You couldn't be good enough because my father was a deacon in the church. My mother was a good a teacher. Still, I had to do it my way. I had to come to the altar by myself to give account of my sin. They couldn't do it for me. Jesus Christ was delivered up for us all. For all of us. For all of the whole world. All of the world. Jesus was delivered up for us all. The Bible said, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? The Bible said, he'll freely give us all things because he will deliver us, all. See, this was the church on this homecoming. This was the church stand. Pastor John, I'm going to tell you something about him. He don't let everybody come to this pulpit. How can you preach a righteous message without a righteous life? There got to be some evidence in your life. Ain't God is good? Ain't God is good? The Bible said, being then made free from sin, free from sin. All unrighteousness, is sin. All unrighteousness. It started from the head up. All unrighteousness is sin. All have sinned and come short of God's glory. All of us come short of God's glory. The Bible says, Ecclesiastes 7:20, there is not a just man of the Lord that does good and sin not. It's only one that never had sin, never thought an evil thought, never said an evil word, never Jesus. Some have missed the mark. They are erring from the word of God, from the truth. They started out in it, but they erred from it. But this church has kept the course all the way. All the way. It never had changed. One sin that stand out among all the other is religious sin. How many know that religious is dangerous? It is dangerous. The first act of murder in the Bible was done because of religion. Cain killed his brother because he was religious. He had a religious spirit. He was religious. Pharisee spirit. Sadducee spirit. He killed his brother because his brother worked for righteous and he was evil. He killed him. A lot of religious people, we're not very popular going out on the street. And Paul said once, I'm free from the blood of all men. Everywhere we go, we take crack, Walmart, Sam's Club, restaurant. We take crack to the mission. We want to be free from the blood of all men. We want to share Jesus everywhere we went. There is no other way but through Jesus Christ. Amen. He's on the way, the truth, and the life. No one go to the Father but by me. No one but through Jesus Christ. But through Jesus. Religious is dangerous. Our religious preaching going out getting Christ out, sharing the gospel with some Muslim brothers. I didn't know that. One of them put some cigarette food in my pocket, and I didn't know it. Another thought a cigarette lit in my pocket, but it wasn't burned. I didn't know it. They hated me. They didn't hate me. They hated Jesus in me and in you. That's who they hate. Religious people. They hate that. Even people in some of the church that we're going to, they want you to talk. You make them feel uncomfortable when you talk about sin. Don't you think when we go out on the street, we throw out sharing Jesus, sometimes they think we are undercover police. They feel uncomfortable hearing the word of God. But we share it everywhere we go. Because of this church, because you standing with us in prayer and supporting us. The Bible said, by one man, sin entered into the whole world, every country, every nationality, every race, by one man. Sin entered the world, and death by sin, but righteousness come by one man. One man, and that's Jesus Christ. Amen. One man, that's Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Don't give up. Don't give up. The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, ain't no remission of sin. There's no forgiveness without blood shedding. Blood shedding. Blood shedding for me, for you. It was blood shedding on the cross for each one of us. Jesus took our ransom, our substitute on the cross. There was no other but Jesus. He paid it all. He paid in full. The Bible said, we are bought with a price. The Bible said, he seals us. You know that word seal mean? When I got were born and you were born, that was a seal on your birth certificate. You belong to your parents, your mother and father. That was a seal on a marriage certificate. That's my wife. That's a seal. The Bible said, we crushed Jesus Christ, that become a seal. He owned us. We are paid for in full. Jesus Christ, because we love him. He loves us so much. So much. So much. Without the shedding of blood. And the Bible said, the cross stand. His church stand. It stands strongly in the cross. So many times I've been here, I heard the cross being preached. The cross, Paul said, our glory in the cross. Our glory in the cross. If we can't come together in the cross, there's no hope. Our only hope is in the cross. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God to salvation to everyone that believes. Everyone that believes. Sometimes, church, some are good starters. We started a minister. We started a prayer meeting. We started, but they're not good finisher. This church is trying to see it to the end. A good finisher. A good finisher. You come today. Don't let the day be, if you're a visitor, don't let the day be your last day. Keep coming. Amen. See it through. See the end. How can I raise 7 children and 18 grandchildren in my life if I'm saying one thing, but my life is showing something else? See it through. See, my father was very strict with us. My mother were very strict with us. They share with us, don't go have a baby out of wedlock. If you do, you take care of that baby, and that's the lady you should marry. They real strict on us. And my wife and I are real strict with our children. Anything, don't go. You don't come to my house, lay up all night with a lady you're not married. You got to set some standards. We live in a world today, standard is got to be set. It got to be set. The cross of Jesus Christ. The cross is where the blood was shed. The cross is what Jesus said, it is finished. on the cross where he told John, take care of your mother on the cross. Church, take care of the widow on the cross. Where Jesus was being mocked and mistreated, but he said, forgive them. They know not what they're doing. On the cross, Jesus said. On the cross, Jesus said, I thirst. We should thirst for righteousness. We should thirst for it. I want to be first in the house of God. We should thirst for it. I want to please God. On the cross, where Jesus gave it all. One thief on one side, another on the other side. On the cross. The Bible says, when we suffer with him, we'll also be glorified with him. Moses said, I'd rather suffer with the people of God than charge the pledge of sin for a season. I'd rather do it. I'm going through it, but I'd rather go through it with God, people, and righteousness than charge sin for a season. Church, don't give up on the children, your children. I prayed for my oldest son for over 25 years before he came to Christ. My other son, I prayed about 20 years, but both of them gave their heart to Christ. They are living. Every time I call them, I used to give them a scripture. Now they're giving me scripture to read. Don't give up on them. Keep praying. Keep praying. God is good. Your body is God's temple. It was Jesus Christ living in your body. The temple of the Holy Spirit. Your body here. Let the man that was in Christ Jesus also be in you. What are these churches? A lot of churches we go to, I never seen like this. Everybody so together. When I got saved back in Chicago at Moody Bible. A man came out and shared the gospel with me. And I went to a service. It was just like this. Every race, every culture of people were there. But some said on Sunday morning, church of more desegregated and in our time, not this church. Stand in the way God, the gospel will make you free. The gospel will. Jesus Christ will. There ain't no blemishes in the church. Jesus, when I come for a church without blemishes and without spots in it. Because Jesus loves her so much. Be not unequally yoked together again with the bondage. Don't go back when Christ make you free. Don't go back. I made free. When I came to Jesus in 1973, I was made free. I was playing cards, drinking beer. I never touched another card. I never drank another beer. Don't go back into that life. Don't be entangled again with bondage. Don't be entangled with bondage when Christ make you free. Don't go back. I don't want to listen to old conversation. Some friend I had to let go. Don't go back. when Christ make you free. Don't be entangled again with bondage. Don't do it. And the Bible go on to say, stand fast in liberty where Christ makes you free. The Bible says, for by grace are we saved. We not saved by any other thing, but grace. Don't go back and try to work your way into it. You're saved by grace. Nothing else. When you are saved, your name is in heaven in a book. It's called the Lamb Book of Life. You are saved. Don't go back. And I read four times in the Bible. Four times. Old Testament and New Testament. Four times it said this. The just shall live by faith. I don't care what God bless us with. How much money, how big a house, how big a car, the just shall live by faith. Sometimes go in that hospital room and Pastor John can tell you, you got to go in there with faith and believe it. The just shall live by faith. When you get up out of your seat today, you want to come down to the altar. You might have a sickness in your body, or you might be going through something. Your children might be going through something. When you stand up to come down to the altar, come by faith. Believing on the way down here, on the way to the altar, God going to meet you here. And he's going to take care of all of it. He's going to take care of all of it. The doctor thought I would never walk again once I had a stroke. Thought I would never preach again. But the just shall live by faith. Four times in the Bible it said that. When my father passed away, my mother had been married to him for 72 years. And she said she didn't know how she was going to make it. And we kept feeding her with that Bible verse. The just shall live by faith. Take it one day at a time. One day at a time. My brother went to Vietnam and fought in the war. And she was, you know, a mother go through it more than anybody. I kept feeding her. The just shall live by faith. Live by faith. My wife had an operation on her knee, and every day we fed her the word of God. The just shall live by faith. Amen. By faith. By faith. By faith. If you just come to God by faith, not on your own, just come to him by faith. God, I got something going on in my body. I can't understand it. I've been to the doctor. Just come by faith. I'm not saved, God. I never accept Jesus Christ to come to my heart to be my Lord and Savior. Come by faith, childlike faith. I believe, God, if I confess Jesus Christ, I'll be saved today. Amen. Come. The Bible says, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Come by faith. Come by faith. And I'm going to close with this last verse. It says in the book of Revelation, God was speaking to his church. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He's standing at the door of your heart. If you don't know Jesus Christ, if you're not a member of no church, you need to get plugged in. If you've never been baptized, you need to get baptized if you're a child of God to tell the world that you're a Christian. Baptizing don't save you, but the picture of you, you've been confessed Christ as your Savior. And sometimes we Christians need to come back to the altar and say, God, you know, I need to rededicate my life. It's a thing I'm going through. I need to give it to you. I can't handle myself. And I see miracles happen in this church by we praying together for people at the altar. Come today to Jesus Christ. Come today. Paul lived with the infirmity he had in his body. He prayed 3 times, God, heal me. But you know what? God can let you live a long time what's going on in your life. Live a normal life. Come today. Don't wait. Don't wait. You know how the devil talk to it? Tomorrow. Next week. That's the devil. The Bible says today you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Today, come. I'm going to ask everybody to stand.